ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुम्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम चाण्डके ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः चाण्ट् आफ्टर् मी ओके ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः
ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः
साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः द्वितीयोऽध्यायः सञ्जय उवाच तम् तथा कृपया विष्टम् तम् तथा कृपया विष्टम् अश्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षणम् अश्रुपूर्णाकुलेक्षणम् विषीदन्तमिदम् वाक्यम् विषीदन्तमिदम् वाक्यम् उवाच मधुसूदनः उवाच मधुसूदनः श्रीभगवानुवाच श्रीभगवानुवाच कुतस्त्वाकश्मलमिदम् कुतस्त्वाकश्मलमिदम् विषमे समुपस्थितम् विषमे समुपस्थितम् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् सेकेण्ड् वर्स् दाट् कुतस्त्वाकश्मलमिदम् कुतस्त्वाकश्मलमिदम् विषमे समुपस्थितम् विषमे समुपस्थितम् अनार्यजुष्टमस्वर्ग्यम् अनार्यजुष्टमस्वर्ग्यम् अकीर्तिकरमर्जुन करमर्जुन क्लैब्यम् मास्मगमः पार्थ क्लैब्यम् मास्मगमः पार्थ नैतत्त्वय्युपपद्यते नैतत्त्वय्युपपद्यते क्षुद्रम् हृदय दौर्बल्यम् क्षुद्रम् हृदय दौर्बल्यम् त्यक्त्वोत्तिष्ठ परन्तप त्यक्त्वोत्तिष्ठ परन्तप अर्जुन उवाच
अर्जुन उवाच
कथम् भीष्ममहम् सङ्ख्ये कथम् भीष्ममहम् सङ्ख्ये द्रोणम् च मधुसूदन द्रोणम् च मधुसूदन इषुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि इषुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हावरिसूदन पूजार्हावरिसूदन गुरो न हत्वा हि महानुभावान् गुरो न हत्वा हि महानुभावान् भगवान् श्रेयो भोक्तुम् भैक्ष्यमपीह लोके हत्वार्थकामांस्तु गुरूनिहैव भुञ्जीय भोगान् रुधिरप्रदिग्धान् न चैतद्विद्मः कतरन्नो गरीयो यद्वाजयेम यदि वा नो जयेयुः यानेव हत्वा न जिजीविषामः ते वस्थिताः प्रमुखे धातराष्ट्राः कार्पण्यदोषोपहतस्वभावः पृच्छामि त्वाम् धर्मसम्मूढचेताः यच्छ्रेयस्यान्निश्चितम् ब्रूहि तन्मे शिष्यस्तेहम् शाधिमाम् त्वाम् प्रपन्नम् नहि प्रपश्यामि ममापनुद्याद् यच्छोकमुच्चोषणमिन्द्रियाणाम् अवाप्य भूमावसपत्नमृद्धम् राज्यम् सुराणामपि चाधिपत्यम् राज्यम् सुराणामपि चाधिपत्यम् ओके गो टु 11th वर्स् जम्प् टु 11th वर्स् Simply, just I wanted to get slowly. To seek help, one has to really understand one's helplessness. Arjuna sought help, Krishna's help, saying, Aham te sishyaha, aham te aham prapannaha, I have surrendered to you. The one who has surrendered is Prapannaha. I am Prapannaha. Aham te sishyaha. I am your disciple. Prapannam sishyam mam shadhi. Please do protect me. And why I seek your help, why I ask you to protect me, from what do I ask you to protect me? Next shloka he says, he makes it very clear. Yat indriyanam uchoshanam shokam, yat shokam, yaha shokaha indriyani uchoshayati. Soshayati means dries up. Not drying it up, becomes dry. And uchoshayati, it dries up. So that which, yad uchoshayati, the uchoshanam, uchoshakam. Okay? He says, indriyani uchoshayati, the sorrow the emotional pain I have, the suffering, mental suffering, the agony I go through in a given situation, not knowing any solution for the problem. Even if I try to think of some solution, that solution also seems to be a problem. Then that shoka, that pain, that grief, in fact, is indriyanam uchoshakam, uchoshanam, indriyani uchoshayati. Okay, so I don't find that anything that I have in this world, no, asapatnam riddham, unrivaled kingdom, okay, and then suranam apicha adhipatyam, even the status of being the leader, the head of all the devas, even being king of all the three worlds, no position, no wealth, okay, nothing will definitely free me from this grief, sorrow, which dries up my senses. So all that I have, he has everything he has, and he says that all that he possesses doesn't seem to be helpful in solving his problem. This is understanding helplessness. There's no help around. Then he sought help. Then Krishna had to teach. So we saw, oh, this sorrow, this problem. We saw the introductory bhashyam, the 11th verse. We saw how Bhagavan started unfolding. Why Bhagavan started unfolding the nature of this self? Because it was high time. It is the ignorance that binds. Ignorance is bondage. Ignorance is sorrow. Ignorance is grief. Ignorance is in form of problems. It is ignorance that binds. So ignorance alone has to be dispelled for freedom. Therefore, knowledge is freedom. Knowledge of self is the freedom. Knowledge of the self of the whole jagat in the form of one's own self is the freedom. Therefore, he has to talk about the Atma Swarupam, nature of the self. Then there was a thing, okay, now let us start, you know, the teaching. But before he started, and there comes a Purapakshi. Now, always Purapakshi means the one who raises objection, saying, does Bhagavad Gita come impel? Does the Bhagavad Gita emphasize only knowledge as the means for moksha, means of moksha, or does it say that action also has to be combined with the knowledge for moksha? This combination or synthesis of knowledge and karma is said to be jnana karma samuchayaha. Jnanam kevalam atmik swarupa jnanam eva muktehe sadhanam va uta jnana karma samuchita jnanam or jnana karma samuchayaha muktehe sadhanam va. The question comes. Then there is somebody who would have read Bhagavad Gita here and there, would have glossed over Bhagavad Gita, would have dived deep into Bhagavad Gita, and they can say, no, there are many verses. The whole of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, everywhere, he emphasizes that one has to do one's duties, one has to do one's karma, one has to do one's swadharma, one's own duties. Lot of things he says. So people take some important verses which are often quoted by all the people who give like discourse on Bhagavad Gita. Wherever you go to any lecture on Bhagavad Gita, if there is a talk on Karma Yoga, people, you cannot miss the Karmanya Vadhikaraste, Kuru Karma Tasmatam, all these verses. So here also, this person, the Puru Pakshi, the person who always has some doubts and raise objection, and he quotes these verses saying, Bhagavad Gita very clearly says one has to pursue the knowledge of the self along with the karma, performance of karma. One needs both jnanam and one
karma for mokshaha. So he says that. Then he said that's not true. Bhagavad Gita does not say one should have knowledge and karma for mokshaha. Knowledge alone, knowledge itself is freedom. First we say knowledge liberates. Knowledge is freedom. We say knowledge itself is freedom. In fact, first we say knowledge is the means for freedom. And then we say knowledge itself is freedom because they are identical. But for that jnanam, you need the preparation. The mind has to become ready for that jnanam. The mind has to become pure and steady, without which knowledge is not possible. Therefore, for the mind to become pure and steady, for antakarna shuddhyartham, antakarna aishchalya siddhyartham, one has to really, one has to really do karma with certain attitude, which implies one has to live a life of karma yoga. There karma is emphasized. Karmas have to be not simply performing karma. One has to do karma. Without performing karma, nothing can be achieved. So definitely karma has to be done. But karma performed with certain attitude and in conformity with the values, etc., definitely in long run prepares one's mind for jnanam. Therefore karma performed as yoga becomes an indirect means for mokshaha. But karma is not direct means for mokshaha. What is directly moksha is just in jnanam. Mokshaha jnane mokshaha ajnane bandaha. This is very clearly said. And they also say that in that case, why should they? There is a thing. Actually, Bhagavad Gita itself says that what is Krishna, the people, the Shankaracharya, where they say, as a Siddhanti is the one who gives an answer, a replies the question raised as an objection. What he says is, he explains the whole thing very clearly. See, from the 11th verse until the 31st verse, there are 20 verses, and the portion consisting of 20 verses from the 11th till the 21st, wherein the Atma Swarupam is unfolded, the nature of the Atma, the nature of the Self is discussed. And that portion is called the Sankhyam. Okay? And then the knowledge of the verse, the knowledge of the subject matter of the verses found in that Sankhya portion is called Sankhya Buddhihi. And the one who is endowed with the knowledge of the Self, nature of the Self, as unfolded in this Sankhya portion, is called Sankhyaha, as Sannyasi. That means the one who has understood the nature of the Self as unfolded, okay, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Sankhya portion, and one who knows the Self, thereby one who has understood the whole Jagat being Bhagavan, and such a person who knows the Self, he knows for him the reality is one, there's a second reality thing other than the reality. He understood the oneness of reality, he understood Bhagavan being the whole. And he is free from, he also knows the Self is free from doership and enjoyership. He has understood these facts, but he has yet to ascertain these facts which he has understood. Therefore, and he also knows the freedom, he also commits himself to this pursuit of knowledge. In the sense, he commits himself to the pursuit of knowledge to the exclusion of other pursuits. For mokshaha. He does not condemn other pursuits. He does not think inferior of other pursuits. He does not pursue artha, kama, dharma for moksha, knowing the limitations. He commits himself to the pursuit of knowledge. That means, okay, the exclusion of everything else, because he wants to ascertain and assimilate. He wants to abide in the Self, okay, which is just real, which itself is mokshaha, for which he is committed. And he is a sannyasi. And such a person, whether he wears these robes or not, he is a sannyasi. The person who, he lives a life of meditation. In fact, a sannyasa life, a sannyasi's life, is a life of meditation. He enjoys a meditative disposition. That means he is mentally pure, mentally he is steady-minded, and he has understood the Swarupma of the Atma. He knows these things, but he has yet to ascertain it. He is a sannyasi. He is a sankhyaha. And apart from that, there are this on one lifestyle, and Shastram prescribes these two lifestyles of this is sannyasa. Okay, this is the lifestyle which will lead by a sannyasi. There is another lifestyle called a karma yoga lifestyle. The people for a sannyasi and for a karma yogi, the end is the moksha. The end is, there are two different ends. End is the same, but still the people who have understood something of, who have yet to understand the self, but still who have understood the self being distinct from, or self is different from the body, and it's complex, but still they have not yet understood the self clearly. Those who are not endowed with this contemplative disposition, who have yet to become mentally pure and steady, but still who know that ultimate end is mokshaha, and knowledge of the truth is the ultimate end. Therefore, in order to prepare themselves for jnanam, they live a life of karma yoga, the two lifestyles. So one person has to be a karma yogi in order to become a jnana yogi. Understand? To become committed to the pursuit of knowledge, the exclusion of everything else, the whatever he needs to acquire, as you might know, the meditative disposition, mental steadiness, purity, etc., for which he needs to live a life of karma yoga. One person cannot be simultaneously a karma yogi as well as a sannyasi. One has to be karma yogi, then that will take him to a life of meditation, a jnana yoga. The two lifestyles are prescribed here. These two lifestyles prescribe, if jnanam and karma both have to be the means for moksha, then why should Bhagavan talk about distinction of two lifestyles? Why should he say the two lifestyles? Lifestyles not necessary. One thing. Then for which he also quotes from Shatapatha Brahmanam, which support this idea, saying, not only that, Shatapatha Brahmanam, there are people who say, very important, the quotations will be nice quotations for you to remember. No, the Brahmanaha Parivrajanti, Pravrajanti. No, the mature people give up the other pursuits and go. No, Pravrajinam Lokamichantaha. I mean, desiring, wanting to accomplish, you know, the world of the self, I mean, which is desired by the sannyasis, the mature people also take the life of sannyasa, and they also say, suppose the person who knows the self, the jnani, in fact, he knows what happiness is. The one who knows what happiness is, one who knows what limitlessness is, such a person becomes free from inadequacy, and being inadequate person, he becomes free from all needs and desires, everything. And he, no other pleasure, no pleasure, no object of pleasure can add to his happiness. The person who has discovered the self has discovered what happiness is, and such a person, in fact, such a person's happiness cannot be improved upon. And he, no other object of pleasure or object of pleasure can increase his happiness. Nothing can decrease his happiness also. That is why it is said. So here, Kim Prajaya Karishyamaha. There's a statement the sannyasis say, Kim Prajaya Karishyamaha. What shall we do with the children? I mean, what shall we do with this pleasure? Because it's all, you know, it's all manifestations of fullness only. Therefore, there's no pleasure externally available. Everything is, no, the self for them. Such expressions. And they also talk about, so these are the words, statements, we talk about the sannyasis. That means, especially, people, these quotations, in fact, emphasize how the people who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge give up the other pursuits, and then they go for this. Okay? That means, the knowledge alone is the means for moksha. That is where there are people who take to the, who commit themselves to the pursuit of knowledge, giving up other things. That is very well clearly said. Then there is also one more quotation which says, you know, the people, avidya akamavataha, you know, avidyavan, is an ignorant person, self-ignorant person. All of us are ignorant. So avidyavan purushaha is, you know, in fact, kamavan. Who can be a kamavan? Who is the one who has desires? The desires are possible only for the person who is ignorant. Okay, it is like say, we say, no, it is possible. For a jnani also, desires can be there. We can say that, that's not true. It is like saying, there is light as well as darkness. It is not possible. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Similarly, ignorance and desire can coexist, but knowledge and desire cannot coexist. Okay, they are viruddha dharmatvat, okay, they are opposed to each other. So here is, avidyavan is a kamavan. One who has ignorance, one who is ignorant, is the one who has desires. Only for such people, the rituals, shrauta, smarta, all the rituals are prescribed. The rituals prescribed in the shruti, the duties prescribed by the smriti, okay, all other karmas, any karma, all the actions and activities and are prescribed only for the avidyavan and kamavan, who has to have his desires fulfilled and who has to grow out of desire for those things, has to grow enjoying them. Such a person, these rituals are prescribed. Therefore, it talks about not two more things. It says the person, in fact, the man, until he becomes married, no, dara parigrahat prak, no, until he gets married, he is not very productive. And as a father also, once he becomes married, then he is qualified to do a lot of rituals and performing rituals, knowing the know-how of rituals, knowing everything about the, you know, everything in what is prescribed in Karmakanda. He performs rituals and he knows, he gets a lot of results of the karma rituals. There he says, in fact, he says he likes three things. He wants to accomplish, no, he wants to enjoy three worlds, the pleasures of enjoying three worlds, and he wants to have twofold wealth. One is human wealth, the other one is daivittam, divine wealth. What is human wealth? Perform rituals. As a result of a special ritual, one can go to Pitruloka, this world of manes. That he wants. And there is another loka, devalokaha, which is known as divine wealth. To go there, one has to perform rituals along with practice of meditation given devata. This is called avidya and this is called karma upasana samuchaya. Okay? Karma, performance of special rituals with meditation upon some devatas, one can go to devaloka. But merely performing certain rituals, one can go to with this. Other loka, Pitruloka. Pitruloka means the world of men and world of all these different worlds Shastra talk about. So, in order to go to these worlds, people do karmas. These rituals are all prescribed only for the avidya kamavan. That means, when you say rituals are not meant for akama, one who is free from desires, understand, it is very clear, one who is free from desires, okay, he need not do any karma, because he can just commit himself to the pursuit of knowledge, to the exclusion of everything, living a life of meditation, just to ascertain what he has understood. Understand? That means there no karma is required for moksha. It is the ascertained vision of the truth alone is moksha. Otherwise, if he is not ready for that jnanam, then let him be, if he is a vidyavan, if he is a kamavan, if he is a kamavan and he has to do all these karmas, rituals prescribed for him, let him get the results, enjoy what he wants. Okay, and this performance of rituals, performance of duties, all these things will help him to grow in the long run, okay, in due course of time. So he can prepare himself for living a life of meditation later on. The wise Bhagavan introduce two lifestyles here, if knowledge and karma together form the means of moksha. Okay, number one point. Therefore, no. Bhagavan does not prescribe both together as means for moksha. Then he goes to one more step. He says, then there is a question by Arjuna. Oh, Krishna, why do you ask me to, fight? Which is ghora karma, the horrible. No, this is ahimsa, which involves killing. Why do you want me to do this? Karma. If knowledge is superior to karma, if knowledge alone is going to free me, why knowledge is superior? Why does Krishna say that? Arjuna say that. Buddhe karmanaha buddhihi jayasi. Karmanaha buddhihi jayasi. There the word buddhihi means knowledge of the self. If self-knowledge is superior to karma, why? Because knowledge alone is freedom. Knowledge is freedom. Knowledge alone frees, liberates you. Therefore, knowledge is said to be superior. If knowledge is superior to karma, then why do you want me to do karma? So Arjuna raises this question. Therefore, also, it is very clear, knowledge alone is the means. Krishna did not say one has to combine karma with knowledge for mokshaha. This is another point. Then he again says, one more thing he says, if at all, suppose if Krishna said, no, you have to do both. You have to have jnanam along with the karma for mokshaha. If Krishna himself has said it, then Arjuna need not ask this question at all. Yat shreyaha nischitam me bruhi. Which of the two is better? Okay? Yat shreyaha tayoho, yat shreyaha te nischitam bruhi, sunischitam bruhi. Which of the two is better? Please tell me definitely. Tadi ekam vada nischitya, tadi ekam nischitya vada. Please tell me only that definitely. Which is the one better? Which one I should have? Which will free me from sorrow? Yad karma uta jnanam. Arjuna asked this question. Karma. Okay. Karma. Karmana mucheva or jnana mucheva. By which shall I be free? Whether it's by karma or by knowledge. Which of the two? Ekam nischitya vada. Why did he say that? If Krishna said you had to have both jnanam and karma for moksha, why should he ask this question? Okay, that's why I told last class. Pitta prasanyama. Do you remember this? Pitta prashvanarthinaha. The one who has no pitta problem. One who's conscious of pitta problem, no? And if he doctor tells him to have the medicine, to eat food which is cooling as well as remember that, sweet, then he need not ask whether which food should he eat. If both are prescribed, the question need not come at all. Ka annyatraha prashnasya avashyakata ka. What is the need for him to raise the question at all? Which should I eat? Therefore, if Krishna said, Arjuna need not ask the question, nischitya ubayoho, tayoho, buddhi karmanoho, yat shreyaha, what is better, ekam nischitya vada, please tell me that one, which should I do? He not have asked the question. Because he asked that question, he also very clear, Krishna did not say one should have knowledge and karma for moksha. Is very clear? Then again he says one more thing. What he says is, if at all Arjuna was a dull-witted person, he was sleeping in the class as Krishna was talking. And so even if he missed what Krishna said, then he may ask, Krishna said you have to know the swarupa of the self and you have to do your karma not to become free ultimately. Even if Krishna said that, Okay, Arjuna was half asleep in the class. He didn't listen to what he was teaching. Even then, I forgot him to ask. And Krishna could have given what? What? I told it to have to both. I told you I told you to know the self, and also I told you to do karma for, freedom from sorrow. But why do you ask me again and again? I already told you how to do, follow both. Pursue knowledge, pursue karma. He would have told. But he didn't say that. He didn't give that answer. Instead, he said, he said what?
Lokesvin dvividha nishta pura prokta mayanagha.
Asmin loke dvividha nishta pura maya prokta. It has been said much earlier. Okay? In the timeless Shastra, Veda itself, it has been already said what? The two lifestyles have been prescribed in this world for people who aspire for moksha. What are two lifestyles? For both people, okay? Two lifestyles have been prescribed for people who aspire for moksha. Jnana yogena sankhyanam, karma yogena yoginam. Karma yoga lifestyle for people who have yet to become ready for jnanam. And jnana yoga, people who are already ready for yoga arudasya. Yoga arudha, one who enjoys his contemplative disposition, who is mentally pure and steady, who knows the limitations of other pursuits, and who is committed. Dispassionate, mature, meditative, the person of meditative disposition can take to the life of jnana yoga. Okay, he is prescribed. Otherwise, nothing to worry. We can become a karma yogi, jnana yogi one day. We can have that meditative disposition one day. Okay, nobody is inferior here, nobody is superior here. One who is enjoying the meditative disposition, one who has yet to get the meditative disposition. That's all. Nobody is superior here, nobody is inferior here. And this other lifestyle which has been prescribed, karma yoga lifestyle. Therefore, this Bhagavan's answer is very clear that definitely Krishna did not say knowledge should be combined with the karma for moksha. It is the knowledge alone, only knowledge is the means for moksha. Karma is not the means for moksha. Nor should karma be combined with knowledge for moksha. It is knowledge is the only means for moksha. Okay? Very well said. So we are going to see a new passage now. So we are going to talk about some. Then another thing comes. Okay, that may be there. What about the jnanis? There are people in jnanis, the people who have I tell you one thing here in this context. The one who has understood the self and one who has yet to ascertain the self, okay? Therefore one who lives a life of meditation in order to ascertain what he has understood, such a person is called Vividisha Sanyasi. Vetum Icha Yasya Saha. Okay? Vividishu. Vetum Icha Vividisha. Whereas the Ansanyasi, Vidvat Sanyasi, the one who has understood the self, one who has lived a life of meditation, thereby one who has ascertained, one has got ascertained vision of the self, such a person is free from doership and enjoyership. Okay, he is Vidvat Sanyasi. The one who takes the life of sannyasa as a mature person, enjoying contemplative disposition, is said to be Vidisha Sanyasi. One has said to ascertain. But the one who has living his life as the Vividisha Sanyasi, one who has ascertained the vision of the self, and one who is free from doership and enjoyership, knowing the self as non-doer, akarta, abhokta, etc., such a person is a Vidvat Sanyasi. Okay? Suppose, let us talk about Vidvat Sanyasi. Now it's very clear. Vividisha sannyasi, one who wants to ascertain the self, he doesn't need to do really obligated duties, but he does certain things and he lives a meditative life as a different thing. What about this Vidvat sannyasis? Vidvat sannyasi is the jnani. Okay, the jnani, one who has understood the self, the absolute reality, one who has understood the oneness of reality, one who is free from doership, free from enjoyership, one who is free from one aptakama, one who has accomplished all his desires, fulfilled, such a person, what he does he do actions or not? He does perform actions. Okay, a jnani also performs actions. But what is the difference? A jnani, he performs actions. For what does he perform actions? He is not attached to the action, or he is not attached to the results of actions. What do we mean by not being attached to a jnani, being not attached to the action and its result? The jnani is not dependent on the performance of action or the result of the action for his happiness. Okay? That is what is meant by not being attached to action and the result. And the second thing, jnani is free from doership. He is free from doership. He is free from desire for performing an action. Still, he performs actions. How does he perform? He had attached to the action or the result of action. Why he had attached? What do we mean by not being attached? Means he is not dependent on the result or the action for his happiness. Jnani performs. Why does he perform this action? Loka sangrahartam, for the well-being of the world around, society around, people around. As long as he lives as an individual, as a member of the society, as a part of the world, and he does not want to disturb the order, so he does his slot. He does his whatever he can do, he does for the well-being of this world. Okay, the performance of action does not add to his happiness, does not make him more happy. Non-performance does not make him unhappy. Non-performance or performance of actions does not add, increase his happiness. He is not dependent. And the fulfillment of, then he is free from desires, he is free from the desire to do actions, he is free from the desire for, a result produced by the action also. Such a person, a jnani, performs actions. Even there, we should not think what knowledge is combined with karma. Okay? For mokshaha, no. There, the karma performed without doership and enjoyership. Okay? The karma performed with an understanding that I am the, as non-doer, you are mistaken for the karma combined with knowledge, because jnani is not doing anything for freedom, because he is already free. Jnani performs actions remaining free already. Doesn't want to become free, he is already free. So Vidvat Sannyasi is already free. Vidisha Sannyasi has yet to become free. Understand? That's the difference. Therefore, the last portion, which you're going to see, we'll talk about the people like Janaka, all of them. So there comes, the question comes, what about the people like Janaka? Janaka was there, he was a king. King, he had a sannyasa, he did not take the life of sannyasa. He did not give up any of his other pursuits. He played the role of a king. As a king means, once you have position and you have more responsibilities. The more responsibilities you have, the more karma you have to do. The more obligated you are. So you have more obligatory actions and duties and activities you have to do. What about Janaka? It's a king called Janaka, Rama's father-in-law. Why should it be Sita's father, Rama's father-in-law? King was there, and there's a mention of Janaka here in Bhagavad Gita, so I had to say here. Janaka was a jnani or not? Okay, he says, Shankaracharya says, if Janaka, if you take him as a jnani, you can say, as a jnani, he was free from doership, he was free from enjoyership, he was not dependent on the performance of action or the results of action, whatever he was doing for his happiness, because all day happy, the person of fullness is not dependent on anything for his, okay, nothing can add, nothing can make him unhappy also. Therefore, he was complete person and he was doing loka sangrahartam. He was also doing for the well-being of society. Whatever he was doing for the well-being of society. Then, okay, if you think Janaka was not a jnani, not even Vidvasa Sannyasi, and if you think if he was only a karma yogi, then you can say, even then you can say, doing his duties, now playing his role of king, doing all that he had to do in, you know, doing them with, in conformity with dharma, and as yoga he attained jnanam, which is mokshaha. You can say that. Anyway, you have thing to confront, knowledge is the only means for mokshaha, but that knowledge requires preparedness. In fact, it is very easy to attain moksha, not at all difficult, because just you have to know knowledge is mokshaha. It is not at all difficult. The difficulty is in preparing the mind for knowledge. Difficulty is in enjoying the contemplative disposition of the mind. That is difficult. Understand? Difficulty is there. Difficulty is in getting the mental purity and steadiness. Knowledge is very simple. Moksha is very, very simple. Because all itself is mokshaha. Oh, all the difficulty is only in having the pure and steady mind and the meditative disposition. Therefore, Bhagavan says, live a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga means completely the life which is consciously, alertfully lived in conformity with dharma. And anything that is done, all that I need to do is done ultimately for moksha, for knowledge. Therefore, it is done in an attitude of offering to Bhagavan. Then anything, as a result, water comes also, it, because any result is accepted with the sameness of mind, certain attitude of accepting as prasada. It is karma yoga lifestyle. Okay, but Bhagavan did not jnanam kadapi kutrapi Bhagavad Gitayam Bhagavata jnanam karmana saha sanas naiva samuchiyate. It is not at all combined, nowhere in Bhagavad Gita. Karma, the knowledge is combined with karma as means for mokshaha. It is purely knowledge of the self, is it to be the means for mokshaha. Okay, it is very well said. So, we'll read the last page, we'll go fast. So, Alan Mahodaya, Kim Bruyate Bhavata? What is that you are secretly telling? Let me hear.
I said it's easy peasy.
What? Talk like this.
Moksha.
You're already muktaha. What is moksha you want? What moksha is there? Already you're free. That's what Shastam says. Already you're free. All that you need to know is how you're free. You need to know. You're already free.
You're
that is satyam. This is satyam. Shastam says satyam, satyam, punasatyam. Satyam. You don't need to attain moksha, you're already free. You're purumeva muktaha. You need to know that how you're muktaha. That's the problem. Okay. I'm using a newspaper to refuse me, my God. I'm not busy.
Oh, so many, we got your glasses.
No. Ah,
and we've got them here.
See.
These are new ones.
I'm supposed to wear this. Okay.
That's fine.
Let us read this now. See, not only Srauta Smartha Karma, even Smartha Reva Karmana Saha, Jnanu Kadapi Samuchyate, even with Smartha Karma, knowledge is not set to be combined even with the duties enjoined in Smriti. Okay? If it was enjoined, then definitely this distinction between two lifestyles as Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga wouldn't have been proper. Okay? Because Bhagavan has prescribed two lifestyles, definitely no, this knowledge is not set to be combined with karma. We'll read the next thing. See, very clearly. Tasmad. This tasmad is always very interesting. Therefore. Okay? What are doubts you have? No, don't have any more doubts. Gita Shastre.
Gita Shastre.
Ishan Matrena Api.
Ishan Matrena Api.
Ishan Matrena Api Kinchidapi. Even little. Okay? Even tinge of inter Bhagavan is not sure. Shrautena, Smartenava, Karmana, Atmajnanasya, Samuchayaha, Nakena Chit, Darshayitum, Shakyaha. See, Darshayitum na Shakyaha. It is not possible to show. Darshayitum na Shakyaha. Shakyaha possible, na shakyasa it is not possible, it is impossible. For what? To show. Dashayitum na shakyaha. What is impossible to show? Here, samuchayaha, the combination, the synthesis. Of what? Atmajnanam. With what? With karma. Okay? It is impossible for one to show the combination, the synthesis of knowledge with karma, where Gita Shastre. In which karmana saha? Shautena smartenava. Okay? It is not possible for one to show in Bhagavad Gita the combination of knowledge with any karma, whether it is Shrautam karma, it is Shruti prescribed karmas or Smriti prescribed duties. No. Ishan matena api. Okay? Not even little. Nothing is mentioned there. Okay, next. Yes, Yatu.
Yes,
so, all it has been established. For further information, I told you about the Vidvat Sannyasa and Vidisha Sannyasa. Okay, see, as a Vidisha Sannyasa is the one who wants to ascertain the self, and he may be doing some karmas with a doership, but as a Jnani who doesn't need to do any karma at all, understand? See, he also performs karma. Even then, because the karma is performed without doership and enjoyership, and his karma should not be mistaken for the karma combined with knowledge. Because he is not going to become free, he is already free. It's very clear. Is it clear? Clear?
There are questions, but maybe later or
now? I'll finish it off soon. Don't forget the questions, please. Yes, yatu.
Yes, yatu.
Ajnanate.
Ajnanate.
Ragadi doshataha.
Ragadi doshataha.
Va.
Va.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Pravruttasya.
Pravruttasya.
Yajnena.
Yajnena.
Danena.
Danena.
Tapasa.
Tapasa.
Va.
Va.
Vishuddhasattvasya.
Vishuddhasattvasya.
Jnanam.
Jnanam.
Utpannam.
Utpannam.
Paramartha.
Paramartha.
Tattva Vishayam.
Tattva Vishayam.
Ekameva.
Ekameva.
Idam Sarvam Brahma.
Idam Sarvam Brahma.
Akartrucha.
Akartrucha.
Iti.
Iti.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Karmani.
Karmani.
Karma Prayojanecha.
Karma Prayojanecha.
Nivruttepi.
Nivruttepi.
Loka Sangrahartham.
Loka Sangrahartham.
Yatna Purvam.
Yatna Purvam.
Yatha Pravruttihi.
Yatha Pravruttihi.
Tathaiva.
Tathaiva.
Karmani Pravruttasya.
Karmani Pravruttasya.
Yat.
Yat.
Karutti Rupam.
Pravruti Rupam.
Drishyate.
Drishyate.
Na Tat Karma.
Na Tat Karma.
Yena.
Yena.
Buddhehe.
Samuchayaha.
Samuchayaha.
Syat.
Okay, one sentence. Okay, listen, very simple. Let me tell you now. Let me make it easier for you. I want you to enjoy some Sanskritam. See, Ajnanat Ragaha. I want to see the order, beautifully how it is developed. Ajnanat Ragaha. No, Ragaha. I can't read without glasses, but I don't. Okay. Ajnanat Ragaha. Ragadi Doshaha. See, Raga Adi Doshaha means, Ragaha means attachment. Okay? Attachment is desire. See, desire is twofold. Like is a desire, and dislike also is a desire. Okay, likes or dislikes, okay, attachment, all these things are doshaha. All these things. Because of what? Ajnanat. Any desire for anything in the form of want, like or dislike, both are what? Any want. I want this, I don't want this, likes and dislikes. No, are all desires. Any desire is because of ajnanat. Ajnanat eva ragaha. If ajnanam is not there, definitely there cannot be desire. If jnane, there is no desire. When there is ajnanam, there is desire. Why ajnanat ragaha? If ajnanam is there, I have to remember all the words I told you in the first class. If ajnana is there is adhyasa. If adhyasa is there is adhyaropaha. Adhyaropaha is there is ahankaraha. Okay? All the notions you have about yourself, I am small, etc., etc. Once you think that you are small, then there's a pressure to be different from what you are. Once you think you're a mortal, there's a desire to live long. And I told in the very beginning, it is a natural emotional urge which cannot be given up. It is not, I want to live long happily is not a cultivated desire. It is a natural emotional urge. So it can't be given up. It has to be fulfilled. Understand? Therefore, it comes in the form of all other. That fundamental desire crops up, okay, in the form of many other desires. So those desires are there in the form of raga and dosha. Okay, raga di doshaha, ragaha, means likes and dislikes. All the desires. Ajnanad raga, ragadi doshaha. Okay, ajnanadeva raga doshaha. Doshataha va. Then, ragadi doshataha karmani pravruttaha bhavati. Man becomes involved in performing actions when? Because of his desires. Why desires are? Because of ajnanam. Ajnanad ragaha. Okay, ragadi doshataha manushyaha karmani pravruttaha bhavati. He becomes involved in activities. All the actions, whatever he does, are what? Expressions are impelled by his likes and dislikes. The desires in the form of likes and dislikes. All the desires in the form of likes and dislikes are because of ajnanam. Ajnanat, I'm repeating this because very concluding paragraph. Ajnanat, because he doesn't talk about adhyasa, adhyarupa, etc., etc. First, okay? Ajnanat, ragari doshaha. Ragari doshataha, manushaha, karmani, pravruttaha, bhavati. He becomes involved in all sorts of activities. And such a person, he has to become what? The person who is ajnanavan. And therefore he has ragadi doshaha. He has attachment, he had hatred, okay, he has likes and dislikes, his desires are there. Therefore he becomes karmani pravruttaha. He becomes active, he involves himself in activities. Such a person has to become shuddha sattvaha. He has to become who? Pure minded. Understand? Pure-minded. How can he become pure-minded? Yajnena dhanena tapasa. Yajnena means by performing rituals or performing, okay, you can say worship. You think, oh, we don't perform rituals. Don't need to think immediately. It's meant for everybody. Yajnaha means worship. Yajnaha, though we simply, all the Vedikas, yajnaha immediately they think of the fire rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda. The word yajnaha means worship. Because the root yaj, is yajate, yajamanaha. Yajate is the verb, yaj is the root, yajnaha is the noun. There is another word for yajnaha, yagaha, is worship. Okay, therefore any form of worship, that for that matter, we can say, yajanena, by worshipping him. How can you worship? By being thankful, by expressing, revealing your thankfulness to Bhagavan, revealing your gratitude to Bhagavan for all that you are blessed with. Okay, we say, if you have your own way of thanking Bhagavan for all that you are blessed with, still there is yajna. Okay, yajnena, by being worshipful. Tapasa, by following it in discipline strictly. Okay, I don't want to say what all disciplines you have to follow. You have your own choice. And dhanena, by charity. Okay, but dhanena, yajnena, tapasa, which implies this yajnena, dhanena, tapasa, three words definitely emphatically imply living a life of values. All that you do, you do it consciously in conformity with the values. Yajnena, dhanena, tapasa. Okay? By living a life of karma yoga, in short. Manushaha shuddha sattvaha bhavati. Man becomes pure-minded. Shuddham sattvam yasya saha shuddha sattvaha. He becomes pure-minded. Who? This manushaha. Katam hudhatvaha bhavati yajnena dhanena tapasa karma yogena. Who is this person? Karmani pravruttaha, one who is involved in activities. Why he is not in activities? Because ragadi doshataha impelled. Impelled by ragadi dosha. Doshehi impelled. Okay? The person who is impelled by ragadi, his, all his likes and dislikes. Why he has likes and dislikes? Ajnanat. Look at the order. This is beautiful. This is the beauty of the sentence. I want to see this. Ajnanat ragadi doshataha karmani pravruttasya yajnena dhanena tapasa vishuddha sattvasya. Only for the one who is free, vishuddha sattvaha, only the person who is pure-minded, for him paramartha tattva rupam jnanam utpannam. For him knowledge dawns. Shastra says. He says what he says? Thi jnanam utpannam bhavati. For him, knowledge utpadyate, the knowledge rises. Knowledge of what? Paramartha tattva vishayam. For him, the knowledge takes place. Ushuddha sattvasya paramartha tattva vishayam jnanam utpannam bhavati. I just adding bhavati, okay? So you will understand. For him, knowledge takes place. What is the knowledge? If the knowledge takes place, what does he think? Ekam eva idam sarvam brahma akartracha. Oh, this whole jagat is nothing but only Brahman. And that Brahma atma akartracha is not doer, is not the doer. Brahman is not the doer. There is no doer other than Brahman, but Brahman is not the doer. Okay, Brahman is not the doer. So Brahman, the reality, is free from doership, enjoyership. Reality is free from everything, but everything is Brahman. idam sarvam, when he says, doesn't say tad brahma, okay? Idam sarvam, the whole, this entire universe, nothing but the Brahman. And the Brahman is free from doership, enjoyership, etc. So, iti jnanam utpannam bhavati. Is it clear now? One sentence tells everything. Tasya karmani. Okay. Once he becomes a jnani. First, who was the man? He was a jnani. Then what happened for a jnani? He had desires. And those desires, compelled him to do the karma. He was karmani pravruttaha. When he was karmani pravruttaha, he became hatva shuddhaha by tapasa jnanena, etc. Then for him, the jnanam takes place. Idam sarvam brahma akartrcha. All that is, there is only Brahman. Brahman is free from doership. This knowledge takes place. Once he has become a jnani. Okay, what does that jnani do? We'll show this now. Tasya, jnanam utpannam tasya. Okay, for whom the knowledge has taken place? For him. Karmani karma prayojane api nivrutte api. See, such a person is free from, no, nivruttaha. He is free from the attachment to karma and the result of karma. That means he is free from desire to do karma. He is free from the desire for the result of karma. He is not attached to karma and the result of, attached to the result of karma. He is free from doership and he is free from enjoyership. Okay? Even though he is free from the desire for doing a karma and the result born of the karma, why? Because he is not dependent on the karma and the karapalam for his happiness. Therefore, he is free from the desire also. Still, such a person, nivrittyapi, loka sangrahartham. Please listen this very carefully. Sangrahaha. Okay, means well-being. Lokasya sangrahaha, loka sangrahaha. For the well-being of the world. Karmani nivruttaha, he had pravruttaha. Before jnanam, he was pravruttaha. After jnanam, he is nivruttaha. So what does it mean? Pravruttaha means one who is involved in activity. Nivruttaha means one who is retired, one has retired from activity. What does it mean? Performance of actions does not make one nivruttaha. Non-performance of actions also does not make one nivruttaha, retired. Understand? It is the notion that I am the doer. Being free from the notion that I am the doer, okay, makes one a nivruttaha. Why? Because nobody can ever remain without doing any action, even for a moment.
Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatu tishtatya karvakrite kaschit kshanamapi na tishtati jatna jatu tishtati. Never does a person stay without doing anything, even for a second. You say, we're all sitting quietly, my God, I know what is going on in the mind. Understand? Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatu tishtati akarmakrita. Without doing any action, nobody stays even for a second. It's impossible. That's the nature of the prakriti. So, nivrittaha, as a sannyasi, one has to do certain actions. Maybe he can be free from obligatory responsibilities. See, the more you have responsibilities, the more you have to do karma. The more obligated you are. The more obligated duties you have, that's all. A sannyasi frees himself from certain responsibilities. That's all. Don't think a sannyasi also has to eat well and all. Now what I was saying, sannyasi has to do karma, karma yogi has to do karma, jnani also does karma. I want to understand that very clearly. Everybody has to do karma. Nivrutte api karmani. Karmanaha nivruttaha, karma prayojane, prayojanatapi nivruttaha. He is free from, okay, desire for doing an action. He is free from a desire for the result produced by an action. Okay, why? Because he is not dependent on the karma or the phalam for his happiness. Why? He has discovered what happiness is. That's why. Karmani nivrutte api. Even though he is free from desire for doing an action and attached, okay, the result of action, still, lokasangrahartham yatna purum yatha pravruttihi. Okay, lokasangraha, for the sake of well-being of the world, he performs actions.
even a jnani does not remain without doing any action. Therefore, Krishna's, no, our Sangat is very, very clear, very clear. Nowhere you should mistake that knowledge is combined. Knowledge should not be mistaken for, the means for moksha should not be mistaken for knowledge combined with something else. All the possible doubts he raised, and he makes it very clear here. Therefore, tathaiva, karmani pravrutasya, yet pravrutti rupam drishyate, tat karma, yena buddhehe samuchyaha syat, na tat karma samuchyaha syat. Therefore, such a person's, please listen, that jnani's activities, okay, the performance of karma by a jnani should not be mistaken for real karma, which has to be combined with knowledge. Don't mistake it. Na tat karma samuchiyate buddhehe. Understand? Buddhi, this, in this context, buddhi means knowledge, self-knowledge here. Be very careful, because they would have put buddhi means something else. I don't know what else put. I hate the word nescience, see? Anyway. No, no, this is the, here, the word, always they say this.
Yeah,
next year. Anyway. Samuchya. Yatha.
Yatha.
We will go next sentence. Yatha.
Yatha.
Is it very clear now, here, this context?
Yeah.
Okay. Bhagavataha.
Bhagavataha.
Vasudevasya.
Vasudevasya.
Kshatra dharma cheshtitam.
Kshatra dharma cheshtitam.
Na jnanena samuchyate.
Na jnanena samuchyate.
Purushartha siddhaye.
Purushartha siddhaye.
Okay. For example, Krishna himself was there. Krishna played an important role. He was a charioteer. He was there as a kshatriya. Like a kshatriya, like a warrior, he was there with Arjuna. And it was, Krishna was free from doership, enjoyership. Krishna was fullness himself. Understand, happiness himself. And still Krishna played a role. Krishna worked. Krishna acted. Were very active. More active than other people. So can we say, so Krishna's kshatra dharma cheshtitam, Krishna's activity, Krishna's role play as a charioteer, okay, in the battle, fought against Dhritarashtra's sons, can it be combined with knowledge for moksha, purushartha siddhaye? No. Krishna was already free. He did not accomplish moksha. And still he acted. He played the role of a charioteer. Understand? So, Bhagavataha Vasudevasya Kshatra Dharma Cheshtitam Purushartha Siddhaye Jnanena, you should not mistake it. Understand now? Like, how Krishna played his role. And whatever he did not do it for his happiness. Just for the sake of helping people around us, or for the well-being of people around. Jnanena na samuchyate, it is not combined with the knowledge for moksha. Understand? Purushartha siddhaye, for accomplishing the ultimate end, moksha. No. Tadvate. Like that. Like Krishna, you have to say, any other jnani. Okay? Any other jnani, when they, okay, tadvate, I will finish reading it. Palas abhisandhi, say,
Phalabhisandhi
Ahankara
Abhavasya
Phalabhisandhi Ahankara Abhavasya Abhavasya
Phalabhisandhi
Ahankara Abhavasya. Okay, just I want to tell you, teach this, okay. Phalabhisandhi Ahankara Abhavasya Tulyatvata Vidushaha. Stop the class?
No.
So here the word Vidushaha means Sakane. How can you bash me through it? Otherwise I've missed a lot, okay? The beauty, you will miss the beauty of Shankara's heart. So Vidushaha means a jnani. Okay? Vidush is a jnani, Vidwan, Atma jnani. So Vidwan is one who knows. One who knows the self is here Vidwan. Okay? We all are Sangeet Vidwans and then Hindi Vidwan, etc., etc., language Vidwans. But here, Vidwan means, Bhagwan means one who knows the self here. Atma Gyaha, okay? Here, Vidushaha, any the knower of any Jnani, anyone, whoever knows the self, his activity is definitely is not for the result of the karma or not for fulfilling his desire. Pala abhisandhi ahankara abhavasya. Understand now? Because there's no ahankara. For a jnani, there's no ahankara. There's no ahankara means what? He is free from all the erroneous notions about himself. There's no ahankara. And he is free from all problems, or smallness, etc. He is free from ahankara. He is free from desires. And he is free, he is fullness. Therefore, he still performs actions. And his actions, pala abhisandhi abhava, because he is not attached to the result of action. He has this expectation on his part for any result of action, because he is not dependent on the result of action for his happiness. Pala abhisandhi abhava is there. Ahankara abhava is there for jnani. Therefore, his actions, tulyaha, which is his actions are similar to the actions of Krishna. Any jnani like Krishna is free from doership, is free from enjoyership. He is not attached to his result karma. He is not attached to the result of karma, because he is not dependent on karma and the results for his happiness. Understand? He just performs just for the sake of doing, for the well-being of the society. Such jnani's karmas, jnani's activities, the performance of actions by the jnanis should not be combined with jnanam for moksha. Mistaken, okay? Why? Because they are already free. They don't attain any freedom. They need not attain freedom because they are already free. So even as an ajnani, you cannot combine knowledge with moksha. You cannot combine karma with jnanam for moksha. Even as a jnani also, there is no karma. There is no real karma, because they perform karma without doership. As a karma yogi, we perform karma for preparation with doership. The doership must be there. Without doership, no karma can be done, in fact. Understand? But as a jnani, you perform karma without the doership. That is the difference. She makes it very clear. So, he says here next, Tattvavittu na aham karomi iti manyate. So, Tattvavit is one who knows the truth. Tattvam veti iti Tattvavit. You know the word, very simple word. Like, Sarvavit, you know, you already come across in Upanishad class. Tattvam veti, one who knows the truth is Tattvavit. Knower of the truth of the universe, knower of the truth of oneself. Tattvavit saha manyate, he knows very well. What he knows? Aham na karomi. I am not the doer. I do not do. Okay? He knows. He doesn't, I am not the doer. Okay? The I does not do anything. Okay? Yeah, I should have the I as make it a third person singular. So, I does not do anything. Understand? I am not the doer, aham na karomi. I don't do it, okay? Does not do anything. I want to show you that. Like, I am not the doer, he is free from doership. Iti manyate. Nacha tat phalam abhisandhate. Phalam abhisandhate. Nor is he interested, nor is he attached, nor does he expect the result of the karma. He performs, okay, he thinks he is not the doer, he nor does he do the karma, okay, with an attachment to the result of the karma. Nor does he expect the phalam of the karma. Yathacha स्वर्गादिकामार्थिनः
अग्निहोत्रादि
कामसाधन अनुष्ठानाय आहिताग्नेः काम्ये एव अग्निहोत्रादौ प्रवृत्तस्य सामि कृते विनिष्टे अपि कामे तदैव तदेव अग्निहोत्रादि अनुष्ठितः अपि न तत् काम्यम् अग्निहोत्रादि भवति तथा च ओके लेट् मी बिफोर् दट् लेट् मी टेल् यू सो हियर् ही टाक्स् अबौट् द पर्सन् Simple person. Listen, suppose there are some Vaidikas who perform rituals. And suppose they perform rituals, they perform some Kamya Karmas. They perform some specific rituals for some specific ends. And somebody, a person started performing the ritual for a given end. And while doing, sometimes like me, okay, while doing half the way he finished doing, he becomes disinterested in the result of the karma. He started doing the karma for the result, specific result. But while he was performing, half the way he finished, and he becomes disinterested in doing the karma. He isn't the result. Oh, I wanted, when I started doing it, I wanted the result. Now I finished half of the karma. He had to finish the rest of the karma. But half of the karma doing, he becomes disinterested in phalam. He is not interested in the phalam anymore. Something happens like that. Sometimes these things happen. And then, but because he becomes disinterested in the karma half the way, he does not stop the ritual. Okay, I'm not interested. I'll start it. Let me finish it. Okay? These are people get into trouble. Okay? And then he started doing and he finishes it. He completes the ritual. Though he is not interested in the phalam anymore. Okay? Like that. This jnanis, okay, do not do anything. Even then, even that karma becomes, is not a kamya karma. Even if they finish doing the karma, still it's not the kamya karma. Though, because it started with the desire to accomplish a given result, while performing the ritual, they become disinterested in the result. But still, because they started doing the ritual, they complete the ritual also. Even then, that karma doesn't become a kamya karma. Understand? Like, it's clear now. Mm-hmm. Similarly, jnanis also, just do the karma, without any karma phale abhisandhim vina, without any expectation or anything for karma phalam, because karma phalam, accomplishment of karma phalam, does not add to their happiness. That's the thing. Does increase their happiness, or the absence of phalam, the non-accomplishment of phalam of the karma, does not reduce their happiness. They just do it. It's okay? Mm-hmm. Do you feel tired? I'm asking all of you. It's okay? No. I look at you, Richard, because I want to see you. That's all. But I ask everybody. I'm asking all of you. I'm asking everybody. I had a problem. I can't look at everybody's face. I want to see everybody's face. I had to get these old glasses.
We have them.
Okay. Okay, now Bhagavan says, okay, so he talks about the how a jnani is free from, okay, the jnani, even if he performs the actions, he is free from doership and enjoyership. Now, kurvan napina lippate, you know, all the verses, we'll see the verses anyway. Tathacha darshayati Bhagavan. Kurvannapi nalipyate. So Bhagavan shows the course all these verses. Later on he is going to say, later on these verses are going to come. the verse which talk about the jnani. Now, who is the jnani? The atmic jnani, one who knows the self as a non, understood the self, ascertained the self, the swarupa of the self, one who knows self is free from doership, etc. Such a person, kurvan api na lipyate. Even if he is performing actions, he is not tainted, he is untouched, not touched by the results of actions. Karma phalas, punya papas do not touch him. Why? Because he is free from doership. Therefore, he is free from enjoyership also. Then second thing, na karoti na lipyate, he is not the doer, nor is he affected by the result of the action. He does not do, nor is he touched by the result of the action, etc. These words also talk about the jnanis. Iti, tatra, tatra. Okay. Then he talks about the jnanis, as how they are free from doership, etc. That you are going to understand later on. Krishna himself tells you that here. Yacha, purvaihi, purvataram kritam, karmanaiva, hi, samsiddhim, asthitaha, janakadayaha, iti, tattu, pravibhajya, vigneyam. Okay, see, these words come there. Kuru na karmanaiva hi samsiddhim, asthita janakadayaha. Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam purvai purvataram kritam. This one verse comes in Bhagavad Gita, where he, Bhagavan, says, purvaihi yatha karma kritam, just as from time immemorial, the ancient, who have been living, jnanis, they have been doing karma. Just how they have been doing karma, you also do the karma. Because janaka adayaha, janaka is the well-known person. Okay, the many other people are there. Adayaha, Janaka, and so on. Okay, other people, etc. Janaka, Adayaha, beginning from Janaka, etc. The many kings who were very, very mahatapasvis, jnanis, highly known for their karma yoga, dedication, sacrifice, and the life they lived for others, well-being of society. Janaka, Adayaha, they were there. So he says, karmana yeva hi samsiddhim asthitaha. Asthita, they attained, they accomplished. What they accomplished? Samsiddhim. Siddhihi itself means success. Siddhihi means success. Achievement is siddhihi. The word siddhihi is a ikarantaha stilingaha. Stilingaha shaddha. Okay? And a siddhihi. But siddhihi simply means achievement. Siddhihi also means accomplishment. Siddhihi means success. But samsiddhihi means absolute success. It's not relative success. What is absolute success? Mokshaha. Attaining which everything else becomes as well attained. That is moksha samsiddhim. So samsiddhim dhitya asthitaha. They attained samsiddhi. Accomplished moksha. Who attained moksha? Janakadayaha. Katham attained? Katham samsiddhim asthitaha? Karmana eva. Karmana eva. Eva karaha. Eva Shabda emphasizes only by doing karma. Okay, that means what? Only by doing karma means only by performing karma. That does not mean karma means for moksha. It means they never gave up karma. As an ajnani, one has to do karma. As a jnani also one has to do karma. As a sannyasi also one has to do karma. As a karma yogi, one has to do karma. More karma. As a sannyasi also, one has certain karmas to do. As a jnani also, one performs karma. Understand? Karmana eva. Understand? That means karma is not mentioned there as the means for moksha. Okay, why? Because it is not possible for one to remain without doing any karma. But karma can be performed with an attitude, with the confirmed dharma, etc., for preparing oneself for moksha. Understand? Therefore, karmana eva samsiddhim astitaha, they attained the absolute success of moksha, okay, by doing karma, having got themselves refined, prepared themselves for jnanam, then gaining, because samsiddhi here also means jnanam. They attained jnanam, moksha in the form of jnanam, by preparing themselves by doing karma. It's okay? That is, it has to be understood. So he says, tattu pravibhajya vijnayam. It has to be understood this, no? It has to be understood in two ways. How? Katham? How can I understand two ways? No? He says here, yadi tavat puram janakadayaha tattva vidaha api. Even, suppose, look at janakadaya people, you take them as jnanis. I've already told you, I'm repeating it, okay? Tattva vidaha api. Even if you think kings like Janaka were, no, the jnanis. Tattva vidaha. If they were, they were already there jnanis. They were already free people, liberated, elevated, liberated jnanis who know the self very well, free, who are free from doership, enjoyership, etc. Even then, tattva vidaha api, pravrutta karmanaha syuhu. They are always involved in activities. Okay? Pravrutta karmanaha means ye karmasu pravruttaha te pravrutta karmanaha. Understand now? They are always involved in activities. Te loka sangrahartham. They perform the karma for what? For the well-being of the society, world around. Thinking what? Gunaha guneshu vartante iti. Okay, the gunas remain in gunas. Is again a very big thing. Gunaha guneshu vartante na aham karomi. The gunas remain in gunas. That means what? See, everything is already programmed and ordered. Everything is from order. The whole jagat, no individual is indispensable here. Everything functions properly, perfectly. The sun shines, okay, everything is there. The wind blows, okay, everything is fine. Okay, the people are talking about this, the climate in between here now. Suddenly we find this climate has changed a lot here. They were saying, it looks like September and April now itself, you know, it's February. The things will happen, okay, as they're ordained to happen. Because the functions are all happening properly. Why? Because The in any function, the whole jagat is what? For you, we go to sleep, we fall asleep, we wake up. The jagat, everything is happening perfectly because the order is in order that is involved in functions is very perfect, and things which have to be there as they have to be there are already programmed, and nothing is dependent on any human buddhi for it to function or work. Okay? And everything is. Nobody needs, really speaking. No crow comes and knocks at the door asking for help. Okay? Because everything, every bird and insect would happily they live their life. Okay? Nobody, we only had to go knock at each other's door for anything. I want this, what to do, etc. We do this. No other being is really dependent on anything. Okay? The whole life jagat moves very smoothly. Everything is, order is there, program is perfect, the knowledge is there. For required knowledge is there. That is how everything is there. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Similarly, all that we need to do is 3 times a day, if not possible 2 times a day, at least a little bit. No? What is good for the health? You have to put in, that you have to do, you have to use your will. Otherwise, after the food is sent inside, you don't need to go and instruct the system. Oh, come on, digest. Don't need to say anything. Everything is taken care of. Therefore, gunaha guneshu vartante. Everything functions by itself, without being instructed or advised or ordered by us. Therefore, gunaha guneshu vartante. What do I do there? I'm only sitting there, I can only be witness. I can remain quiet, okay? Therefore, there's what does the I have to do there? Nothing. Therefore, so here he says, gunaha guneshu vartante, na aham karomi, iti, okay, with this buddhya, with this understanding, they did live their lives. Karmani, pravrutta karmanaha, they were never nivrutta karmanaha. They never, I know everything, I don't need to do anything now. No. They never became nivritta karmanaha. They never retreated from activities. They're always pravritta karmanaha. They're always active in their lives. But they were free from doership and enjoyership. They're free from the notion that they are the doers. Janaka was always free from the notion that he was the doer. Therefore, what he says is, Loka Sangrahartam Gunaha Guneshu Vartante Iti Jnaneneva Samsiddhi Masitaha. They were free from bondage. Jnanam Jnaneneva Samsiddhi Masitaha Nada Karmana. Karma, see, Karmani na Tyaktavantaha. Never did they give up the karma. They were always pravritta karmanaha. They were never nivritta karmanaha. They were never free from activities. They were always doing activities. But karmana samsiddhi maasitaha means jnanena eva samsiddhi maasitaha. Kim kidrashena jnanena gunaha guneshu vartante. Everything things. Gunas are there. Gunas means that the word gunaha guneshu vartante implies everything functions perfectly placed in its order. Okay? That means, that implies that I am the doer, they're free from that notion, I am the doer. I am indispensable for everything. They're free from that notion. To be free from that notion, they should know what they should know. They should have understand. Therefore, janakare karmana, karmani pravruttaha. Okay, Kaurmani Pravrutta, they were involved in activities. But still, Karmana eva samsiddhi masitaha, katam karmana yastitaha, gunaha guneshu vartante iti chintayantaha, karmani kurvantaha. Okay, everything is in order. Aham na karomi iti manyamanaha iti chintayantaha. Thinking this way, they what? Jnanena eva samsiddhi masitaha. Understand? They attain moksha. They attain the absolute success of moksha by jnanam alone. It is knowledge that liberates. It is not the karma that liberates. The karma need not be combined, cannot be combined with jnanam for moksha. Understand? Yeah. So he talks about the jnani. Then, karma sannyase prapte api karmana. Okay, I have to make you read now. Okay. Karma sanyase prapte api karmana sahayeva samsiddhim asthitaha na karma sanyasam krutavantaha ityarthaha. See, karma sanyase prapte api karmana sahayeva samsiddhim asthitaha. They attained moksha in the form of knowledge. They attained knowledge which itself is freedom. Okay, how? By performing karma, they never gave up karma. Giving up the performance of karma does not make one a sannyasi. Understand? Mm-hmm. So here, giving up the notion, you're not even given up here. One becomes free from the notion that I am the doer. See, one does not give up the notion that I am the doer also. If I simply go, I give up the notion that I am the doer. How can you give up the notion? Are you holding onto the notion or what? Okay, the notion is there. No, in fact, we are not giving up anything here. The jnani does not give up the notion that he is the doer. Jnani becomes free from the notion that he is the doer by understanding how the self is. Self being the non-doer, understanding the surupam of the self being the non-doer, he becomes free from the notion that he is the doer. Therefore, he never give up the karmas. Karma sannyasam naiva kritavantaha, they never gave up karma. Perform, they were always performing karma. Understand? They attained mokshaha. It makes it very, very clear. You know, he tries to give the whole heart of Gita here, but still it is. You can't do navisef. Anyway. Atha Nate Tattva Vidaha. Suppose, okay, if you think those Janakadeha are not Tattva Vidaha, they were not jnanis, they were karma yogis. Let us say they were karma yogis, not the jnanis. If they are not Tattva Vidaha, then how would they do? How can you explain that word? Karmana eva samsiddhi mahasitaha, how can you explain that? Ishvara samarpitena karmana. Sadhana bhutena. Samsiddhim. Sattva shuddhim. Jnana utpatti lakshanamva. Samsiddhim. Asthitaha. Janakadayaha. Iti. Vyakheyam. Okay, if we think Janaka and other kings were not jnanis, then this statement can be explained like this. It has to be explained like this. It has to be explained. Vyakheyam. Katham vyakheyam? He says, Isha samarpitena karmana, all that they did, they were doing it with the attitude of offering it to the Lord. Offering to the Lord means they were doing it with an attitude of offering it to the Lord, means for the sake of accomplishing the knowledge of the Lord being the whole, by understanding the truth of the whole. Understand? Isharpana buddhya means they were doing anything and everything that they were doing it with an attitude of offering it to the Lord. Then, he talks about the karma. Ishvara samarpitena karmana. Such a karma, see, the karma performed with the proper attitude of offering it to the Lord becomes sadhanam, which becomes the means. Sadhana bhutam bhavati. Okay, sadhana bhutena. So, samsiddhim, there, okay, samsiddhi is sattva suddhihi. What did they achieve? They achieved the, see, the accomplishing the mental purity. Becoming mentally pure becomes is the achievement. For what is the means for that? Karma. How it is performed? The Isha samarpita buddhya. Isha arpana buddhya kritam karma. So when the karma is performed, the proper attitude of offering it to the Lord becomes means for accomplishing the mental purity. They accomplish mental purity by their activities. Jnana utpatti lakshana. Once you have hatva suddhi, then definitely it is ready for jnana utpatti. It is ready for the knowledge. Samsiddhim asitaha janakadeha iti vyakheyam. Okay. If you think that the Janaka other kings were not jnanis, then you can say definitely the Janaka, the kings like Janaka, they were doing all their activities as with the proper attitude of as an offering to the Bhagavan, as karma yoga, thereby they achieved the ahatva shuddhi, the mental purity, which resulted in knowledge. No, this is how this verse has to be understood. Look at that verse, the meaning of the verse, okay, as how when you see, look at Janaka as a jnani who performed actions without the doership, or look at Janaka as a karma yogi who performed actions for antakarna shuddhi. Don't ever say that the karma, knowledge has to be combined with karma for moksha. Karma, understand now, is it clear? Okay. I want to finish it soon. Okay. Evameva. Sorry. Etameva artham.
Etameva artham.
Vakshyati.
Vakshyati.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Sattva shuddhaye karma kurvanti.
Sattva shuddhaye karma kurvanti.
Iti. He makes it same meaning. Bhagavan reveals in other instance. What is that? Sattva shuddhaye karma kurvanti. Mokshaye karma kurvanti iti Bhagavan did not say. Mokshaye karma kurvanti. Mokshaye jnanena sa karma kurvanti iti Bhagavan did not say. What Bhagavan say? Sattva shuddhaye karma kurvanti. people perform karma for antahkarna shuddhi in order to prepare themselves for jnanam. That is implied by Bhagavan. Swakarmana tam abhyachya. Swakarmana tam abhyachya. Siddhim vindati manavaha. Ityuktva siddhim praptasya cha punaha jnanishtham vakshyati siddhim prapto yatha brahma ityadina. He says, okay, Bhagavan himself says, sattu shuddhaye karma kurvanti. People perform actions for antakarna shuddhi, for mental purification. And he also says, the other, he quotes the other. Yeah. Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. It's a beautiful line. Like there are many verses which are quoted by people who give talks on Bhagavad Gita, on Karma Yoga, you know, the Karma Yoga, they talk. Swakarmana tam abhyachya manavaha siddhim vindati. It's a very often quoted verse, you know, the thing, verse, to explain Karma Yoga. Manavaha siddhim vindati. Vindati attains, accomplishes, achieves. Kim vindati? Siddhim vindati. He attains success. Which success? Moksha. He attains moksha. Katham vindati abhyarchya, worshipping, abhyarchya, worshipping him, having worshipped, architva, abhyarchya, having worshipped, whom, tam, him, who is that? Bhagavantam, tam Bhagavantam, tam Ishwaram, the Lord, okay, worshipping him, people attain moksha. How do they worship him? Karmana. Whose karmana? Nita anyasya karmana, swa karmana, swasya karmana. Swasya karmana, swakarmana, Bhagavantam ta abhyarchya, manavaha siddhim vindati, man attains moksha. That means that abhyarchanam, archanam means worship, abhyarchanam also means worship. That one word, abhyarchanam, worship, there implies karma yoga lifestyle. Okay, by worshipping the Lord by one's own karma, one, by doing one's own duties, one attains moksha. There, Bhagavan says, you can convert any work you do into worship. If the purushartha nischayaha is, please I make it underline this now, if the purushartha nischayaha is there, if the end by moksha is very clear, and knowledge being the only means for moksha is very clear, knowledge and moksha being identical is very clear, then that jnanam is not possible without the antakana shuddhi and naishchalam is not very clear. Once the person knows the value of knowledge, thereby knows the value of becoming mentally pure and steady is very clear, then without any choice, choicelessly, man will commit himself to live a life of values. He knows the as the person who knows the value of values, and he does anything and everything consciously in conformity with dharma, with an attitude of offering it to the Lord and accepting anything which comes in life as prasada, because he can look at anything as prasada because he knows they're all unchangeable results and they come and go, they're ordained by the natural laws. If you understand the natural law which ordains the results of karma also as Ishvara, yes, let us understand Vishwa, everything that is there is the Lord. The natural laws determine the results of actions. Whatever comes in life, whatever comes in life is within the realm of order. Then we can't say it is improper. Anything, for us it looks improper. For us it looks a disorder. But still, anything what happens in life, desirable or undesirable, pleasant or unpleasant, everything and anything which happens in life is within the realm of the order. That means they are determined by the natural laws, by the order. Therefore, it is proper. It comes and goes. And once I have understanding of everything happening within the realm of the order, I can, without any question, I can just look at it as prasada. Understand and accept it with the sameness of mind. So with this mind, okay, this person, when he takes things, anything which comes as prasada, he does everything with the act of offering it to Bhagavan, and all that he does is in conformity with dharma, then anything he does becomes worship. It becomes abhyarchanam. Otherwise, if the purushartha, without purushartha nischaya, without the, knowing the value of knowledge, without knowing the value of values, without being conscious of life of dharma, simply worshipping Bhagavan, thank Bhagavan, then that worship also becomes binding karma. If purushartha nischaya is there, anything you do becomes worship. The purushartha nischaya is not there, even the worship becomes binding karma. Understand? Therefore, here Krishna says, Svakarmana tam abhyarcha, tam abhyarcha, tam bhagavantam, Ishram, jagadrupakam, jagadrupam, visharupam, bhagavantam, abhyarcha. Svakarmana abhyarcha, manavaha siddhim vindati, man attains mokshaha. There. Okay? Ityuktva siddhim praptasya punaha. Okay. Now, the one who has attained this, you want tea? Okay. Okay, siddhim ityuktva. So, having talked about the person who lived a life of karma yoga, as a result of living a life of karma yoga, one becomes mentally pure, and for such a person, one has become mentally pure, for him, he also talks about the jnana nishta, how the pure mind can be committed to live a life of meditation. What does he say? Siddhim praptaha yatha brahma. Okay? The one who attains mental purity, being contemplative, remaining in Brahman, can abide in Brahma, okay, is as good as Brahma. Understand? He also says that. Therefore, Tasmat. Like in mathematics, when you solve the problem in mathematics, at last you put three dots in, to say therefore. Now we have to sum up the whole thing. Now finish the, finish the problem there. Therefore, Gita Shastre. Kevalat Eva Tattva Jnanat Moksha Praptihi. Attainment of Moksha is purely only by knowledge. By knowledge alone, Moksha Praptihi. Attainment of Moksha. Iti Gita Shastre Uktam Bhagavad Gita. In the scripture of Bhagavad Gita, it has been very well stated, Kevalat, by only Tattva Jnanateva Moksha Praptihi. Na Karma Samuchitat. Not by the knowledge combined with the karma. Moksha, okay? Attainment of moksha possible. So, okay, he made very clear. Na karma samuchitat jnanat, not by knowledge combined with karma, moksha is moksha praptihi, kevalat jnanat eva moksha praptihi. Iti nischitaha arthaha. It is, okay, nischitaha, not even nischayaha, nischitaha. This all, okay, consolidated, confirmed, okay, reconfirmed. Already confirmed has been reconfirmed, okay, restated. It is very definitely well said. यथाच
अयम
अर्थः तथा प्रकरणशः विभज्य तत्र तत्र दर्शयिष्यामः. ओके, हौ इट हैज बीन स्टेटेड हियर. This what has been said here, knowledge is the only means for moksha. Knowledge combined with karma is not the means for moksha. It has been very clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. This what has been said here, established here, we will see very clearly throughout, everywhere. I'll show you. We will show, says Shankaracharya. Be with me, I'll show you, says Shankaracharya. We will show. We will see that. Over. It's over, no?
Yes.
Let me see it one more. Other people is not there. Over. Oh, Ellen, please sit. You are sitting. I feel so inspired. You make me... Okay. Tatra evam dharma sammodha chetasaha. At last, we have finished that bhashyam. We come to the next one. मिथ्या ज्ञानवतः महति शोक सागरे निमग्नस्य. ओके, तत्र एवं धर्म सम्मूढ चेतसः मिथ्या ज्ञानवतः महति शोक सागरे निमग्नस्य अर्जुनस्य अन्यत्र आत्मज्ञानात् उद्धरणम् अपश्यन् भगवान् वासुदेवः ततः कृपया अर्जुनम् उद्दिधारयिषुः आत्मज्ञानाय अवतारयन् आह. इट्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल लेसन. यू हैव टू लर्न दिस. आह, Bhagavan said. Okay? Before he said, what did he do? Avatarayan. Okay? Avatarayan. Atma jnanaya avatarayan. Bhagavan wanted Arjuna, expected Arjuna, in order to make him ready for self-knowledge. In order to make him ready for self-knowledge, Bhagavan said this. Why did Bhagavan want to make him ready for self-knowledge? He says here, Uddidaraishu. Because Bhagavan was Uddidaraisha. I tell you one thing, very interesting word. See, Harati. Harati, Hru Dhatu is there. Harati snatches. Ud prefix, Ud Harati, becomes Uddharati. Uddharati means uplifts, elevates, brings up. Uddharati. Uddharayati. Uddharati. Uddharayitum icchati. Uddharayitum iccha uddidaraisha. Uddharayitum iccha yasya. One who is desirous of elevating, uplifting. Okay? Uddidaresha. Being desirous of uplifting, elevating, okay, is then his Uddidareshu. Wanting to, being desirous of, okay, helping Arjuna, to give him helping hand, okay, wanting to lift him up from the drowning, okay. Bhagavan said this. Bhagavan wanted to make him understand, want to prepare him for self-knowledge. Then, katam kripaya, with compassion. Okay, Bhagavan became very compassionate. Kripaya, with compassion, arjunam uddharayitum icchan. Okay, he said this. Who is this? Bhagavan Vasudevaha. Why did he do this? Because ஆத்மஜானாத் அந்யத்ர உத்தரணம் அபஷ்யன். Not seeing anything else other than self-knowledge, okay, as means to lift him up. Uddharanam apashyan anyatra. In order to take him away, in order to lift him away from drowning, of the ocean of sorrow, he didn't know, he didn't find any other means. Without finding, without seeing, not being able to see any other means to lift him from the ocean of sorrow, other than what? Jnanat. Atma Jnanat, Bhagavan could not see, did not see any other means to lift him from the ocean of sorrow other than self-knowledge. See, Shankaracharya writes this. Atma Jnanat, Anyatra, Apashyan, Uddharanam Apashyan. What is that which will lift him up from the ocean of sorrow other than the knowledge? Apashyan. Atma Jnanat Anyatra Uddharanam Apashyan Kripaya Uddharetum Icchan. Okay? Avatare Bhagavan. Aha. Why he, Bhagavan, who was Arjuna? He says, Shoka Sagare Nimagnaha. He was drowning. Who got drowned himself in the ocean of sorrow. Shoka Sagaraha. Shoka Hayeva Sagaraha, Shoka Sagaraha. There's no other ocean other than the ocean of sorrow. Shoka Hayeva Sagaraha. Okay, Shokasagaraha. Shokasagare Nimagnaha. He is not even Nimajjati. No, Majjanam. Nimajjana means just, no, drowning. He is already Nimagna. He is not drowning. He is already Nimagnaha. He is drowned already. Okay. Shokasagare Nimagnasya Arjunasya Atmajnanat Anyat Uddharanam Apashyan Uddhara Apashyan. He is Shokasagara. Which sort of Shokasagara? Mahati Shokasagara. Mahan Shokasagaraha. Mahantam Shokasagaram. Mahata Shokasagarena. Mahate Shokasagaraya. Mahataha Shokasagarat. Mahati Shokasagare. Sattami. Okay? Mahati Shokasagare Nimagnasya. One has drowned in the great ocean of sorrow. Him. Uddharanam. Shokasagara Nimagnasya. Why he is Shokasagara Nimagnaha? Why is he drowned in the ocean of sorrow? Because Mithya Jnanavataha. He is Mithya Jnanavan. Because he is the, okay, his knowledge of the self, he has knowledge of the self is wrong. Mithya Jnanavan. Only Mithya Jnanavan, here Mithya doesn't mean the actual Mithya. Mithya means wrong, okay? One whose knowledge of the self is wrong. Mithya Jnanavan. Then, why he Mithya Jnanavan? Dharma Sammoodha Chetasaha. Okay? Dharma Vishaye Chetaha Chetas Sammoodham Yasya Saha Dharma Sammoodha Chetasaha. One who is confused of the right and wrong, real and unreal and which is not real, mithya. He is dharma sammoodha chetasaha. So all these words are all adjectives for Arjuna. Therefore, look at this. In Sanskrit language, I am not going to tell this, but still let me tell you. See, yatha viseshyasya, tatha viseshanasya. Okay? The viseshyam, the noun, whatever the case form, okay, the gender, the noun takes. The adjective also takes the number and then gender of the noun. So here, Arjunasya is, Arjuna is the noun here. And all of the words are adjectives. Therefore, all of them are in possessive case. Look at this. Dharma sammoodha chetas. Okay? Dharma sammoodha chetasaha. Arjuna, who is, you know, who's confused of dharma and adharma, and who is self-ignorant. Mithya jnanavataha, shashti, sixth case. ಮಹತಿ ಸಾಗರೇ ನಿಮಗ್ನಸ್ಯ ಷಷ್ಟಿಯಗೆ ಅರ್ಜುನಸ್ಯ ಕೀದೃಶಸ್ಯ ಅರ್ಜುನಸ್ಯ ಹೂ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮಹತಿ ಶೋಕಸಾಗರೇ ನಿಮಗ್ನಸ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮ ಸಮೂಢ ಚೇತಸ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾಜ್ಞಾನವತಃ ಅರ್ಜುನಸ್ಯ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಸ್ ಹೈಲಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ರೈಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಧರ್ಮ ಓಕೆ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ವಾಸ್ ಹೂಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ thereby who was already drowning was already drowned in the ocean of sorrow him okay arjunasya not to lift him up not seeing any other means other than self knowledge with compassion bhagavan krishna being desirous of uplifting him from the ocean of sorrow ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಾಯ ಅವತಾರಯನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಓಕೆ ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಗಿವ್ ಹಿಮ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಾಯ ಅವತಾರಯನ್ ಅವತರಣಂ ಸಿ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಕೆನ್ ಸೇ ಅವತರಣ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡೌನ್ ಓಕೆ I make him get down in avatarayan. Okay, bringing him down. Make him get down. Why? For what? Atma jnanaya. In order to teach him the knowledge of the self, give him knowledge of the self, Bhagavan prepared him, okay, wanted him to get ready for self-knowledge. Shokasagare nimagnanam uddharanam ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಹ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಿಮ್ ಆಹ ಸಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟೈಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ಮಿಡ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ But you know, Alanji, you came only at, I think you came at, what did you enter?
2:30.
2:45. It's okay.
Exactly, 2 hours.
Okay. You were here for, I started the class, but you were not here for 2 hours, so I had to do some more class for you, because you came late.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just start this verse and just stop it, okay? Shri, I am not going to do any class anymore. Let me start the verse. Shri, I'm waiting for this to start the class, this verse. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyananvashochastvam. Ashochyananvashochastvam. Prajnavadamscha bhashase. ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾವಾದಾಂಶ್ಚ ಭಾಷಸೆ ಗತಾಸೋನಗತಾಸೋಂಶ್ಚ ನಾನು ಶೋಚಂತಿ ಪಂಡಿತಾಃ ನಾನು ಶೋಚಂತಿ ಪಂಡಿತಾಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ
ಶ್ರೀ
ಭಗವಾನುವಾಚ ಅಶೋಚ್ಯಾನ್ ಅನ್ವಶೋಚಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಅನ್ವಶೋಚಸ್ತ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾವಾದಾಂಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾವಾದಾಂಶ್ಚ ಭಾಷಸೆ ಭಾಷಸೆ ಗತಾಸೋನ್ ಗತಾಸೋನ್ ಅಗತಾಸೋಂಶ್ಚ ಅಗತಾಸೋಂಶ್ಚ ನಾನು ಶೋಚಂತಿ ನಾನು ಶೋಚಂತಿ ಪಂಡಿತಾಃ
ಪಂಡಿತಾಃ
ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಯು ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ನೌ ಜ್ಞಾನದೇವ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಂ ನತು ಕರ್ಮಣಾ ಕೇವಲೇನ ಕರ್ಮಣ ನತು ಸಮುಚಿತೇನ ಕರ್ಮಣ ಸಮುಚಿತೇನ ಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಏವ ಜ್ಞಾನಾದ್ ಏವ ಮೋಕ್ಷ. ಓಕೆ, ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಮಿಯರ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಬಲ್ ಬೈ ಮಿಯರ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಫ್ರೀಡಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಬಲ್ ಬೈ ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ನೀಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಬಲ್. ರಿಚರ್ಡ್ ಜಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ಸ್. ಕಮ್ ಆನ್, ಟೆಲ್ ಮಿ, ಟೆಲ್ ಮಿ.
When you say by knowledge,
can you explain?
You mean, I mean, the word knowledge seems to mean not a process, but a fact, and not an understanding of the fact. Is that what is meant in this context?
What do you say?
We're saying that moksha is attained through knowledge or by knowledge, not through action and not through any combination.
Yeah.
So when we say by knowledge or through knowledge, it sounds like a process. But I presume you don't mean a process of some kind. You mean just knowledge.
Yeah, just knowledge.
So knowledge will be it is freedom. It's not a means by which you get freedom. This is where I'm trying to put it. Knowledge is such...
No, first we say... Yeah, okay, let me tell you. To finish it, let me wait for you.
Knowledge is the freedom.
Yeah.
So, by what means? I mean, the means is what?
Actually, that's what we said in the very beginning. We had to... When the end is not very clear, we have to show what the end is. That too, end is not the clear means. In fact, the freedom, the desire for freedom from unhappiness is not something cultivated or created, which is already there. But you are ignorant of your desire for freedom, like an innocent child who is crying for food without knowing it's hungry. Okay? Therefore, Shastram helps you first discover your desire for freedom, which is already there, in the form of I want to be happy, I want to live long happily, that desire which is already there, by showing the desire which is already there, Shastram helps you discover the desire for freedom which is already there. Once the desire for freedom, being already there, is discovered, then how can I be free from unhappiness? Then we say, because the happiness, what you want, happens to be freedom from unhappiness, is in the form of discovering what happiness is. That happiness happens to be the swarupam of the very Atma, because you don't know what the Atma is, you don't know what the substance or substantive I is, you do not know what is the meaning of the word I, or the truth of the whole jagat. Therefore, knowing what the swarupam of the Atma, knowing what the Atma is, the swarupam of the Atma, the happiness, limitlessness becomes as well known, becomes known in fact. Therefore, knowing the Atma swarupam, Atma itself is knowing the Atma swarupam, knowing the Atma swarupam itself is knowing or discovering what happiness is. Therefore, the knowledge itself is freedom. Knowledge itself is the end. But still, why we say this? Without knowing what the sun is, you cannot know what the word light means. Though it is inseparable, knowing the sun itself is knowing what the light is. Are two different things. But still, I tell you in the beginning, the knowledge of the light, to know what the light is, you need to know what the sun means. Therefore, in the beginning I say, knowledge of what the sun is becomes the means for knowing what the light is. In the beginning we say self-knowledge is the means for moksha. Thereafter we always say this, knowledge and mean, the means and the end are identical here. We have to say that, Because the very knowledge itself happens to be freedom. That is where there is no go. Atma jnanathu anyathu uddhanam apashyanne. There is itself is means itself is the end. That is why you have to know.
Okay. Then I have another question.
Okay. Is it clear or not? Have I made his question very clear? I'm asking other people also now. Made clear or not?
Yeah. Okay. So you describe two kinds of sannyasa.
Yeah.
The second kind is where the jnanam is already established.
Yeah.
So then action happens, but in full knowledge that I am not the doer.
Yeah.
I'm not, neither the doer nor am I enjoying the fruit.
Yeah.
I did not really understand the first one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you. See, why I have talked about it? Because Shastram prescribes two lifestyles, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And the people who take to the life of Jnana Yoga, okay, are said to be sannyasis. Sannyasis are not those who have denounced everything, who go through mentally the sannyasa. The dispassionate, mature people who have understood the limitations of the other pursuits and who know the value of knowledge and who know the knowledge being only means for moksha, thereby who enjoy, who are relaxed also, who enjoy the weighted disposition, therefore who live a life of meditation, they are sannyasis. Whether they are married or unmarried, unmarried people are not sannyasis, don't think. Okay, people think, because sannyasa means people think of unmarried, confused, okay, proper, no. Not people who, because don't think, sannyasa means every human being has to go through sannyasa mentally at one stage. That means that shows the growth. They've lived a life clean, they've lived life, they've gone through experiences. From life's experiences also you would have learned the limitations of the karma phalas, what you could achieve. How much are you, even if you achieved also you know the limitations of karma. It is such a maturity. It is maturity born of understanding of the limitations of things, thereby you grow out of desire for things naturally. That is real maturity. This is pakwaha, pakta, okay? The mature people. Then you become dispassionate naturally toward other things. You've grown out of desire for things and dispassionate. Thereby you are not distracted. Dispassionate person becomes distracted person. One are not distracted, they are very focused. The focus means to enjoy meditative disposition. Then there's a sadhu. Okay, and then you know a certain understanding, maturity, there's your outlook, the attitude towards life, how you look at things, how you look, everything changes. And then you naturally, then that sannyasa, this person has understood the nature of this self, it's supposed to, okay? The person who lives in one of them is sannyasa, there's no sannyasa. The person is meditative, for him to be meditative, he knows what is he meditating on. Okay, he knows the nature of the self, he knows the whole Jagat is Bhagavan, definitely he knows what, there's no doership, he sees the plurality in non-duality, everything is fine. But still he has yet to ascertain what he has understood. Yeah, and ascertain means, because of the pura samskara, because of the orientation, wrong orientation, for the long wrong orientation, even the person has understood everything, still he is not able to abide all the time in that. Then it has to practice, okay? That needs certain, not practice actually, he lives that life. That's some more time one needs to be in that. Constant dwelling, it's called constantly dwelling. Because even if you have understood, unless you live, dwell constantly, so you have built a house, you don't live there all the time, it's still an empty house. It's your house still. Like that, now it becomes you. So once you build a house, you have to go and live there. Once you understood things, then your mind, attention has to be there, focused there. So you have, one has this way, constantly, continuously, consistently, you have to dwell upon that. That is why people are asked to teach all the time. Okay, if you don't teach, sometimes mind can go here and there, okay? So be there, as Swami says. No, of course, even if you don't do the classes, we have supposed to be in ourselves. We are doing it. There is cooking, dancing, singing, everything, mind must be placed in Bhagavan, then there is no problem. Manahatu Bhagavati Eva. Okay, that is Vividisha Sannyasi. Vividisha Sannyasaha. Vetum Icha Yasya Saha Vividisha Sannyasaha. is sannyasi. Okay? And the one who is desirous of knowing. Knowing means ascertaining. One who wants to know, okay? It's called Visha Sannyasaha. Is it clear?
So all this we are describing is what we call the means to knowledge, as a means. Because you're saying there's still ascertainment still to be...
No. Fulfilled. See, even for you, even for to ascertain, and to, you have to contemplate on.
Yeah.
Even to contemplate on, you should have known. Understand? How can you contemplate something which you don't know?
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. So, that's why... Sannyasa, there's some understanding is there. That's why even then, that's why knowledge is the only means, means ascertained vision is the means. For one, the Karma Yogi has to know first, then he has to ascertain what he has understood. That's why ascertained, doubt-free vision of the truth is freedom. Then we shouldn't lose our hearts, oh my God, that's it. That's not true. That's easy. See, one can become meditative easily. It's all the question of how much I'm able to take my attention away. That is where we need a lot of... people talk about... people confuse saying a lot of disciplines, enforcing disciplines. Really speaking, just the life should be lived a life of... the life should be governed by dharma. Even when you think of all shamaha, dhammaha, all those things, they're all basically emphasis what? Live a conscious, alert life. See, your life, your actions are in conformity with values. Whether do I hurt? Unknowingly, that's okay. Knowingly. Okay, you don't need to be, oh, I do this. Then you don't need to count a number of things. This is an attitude, prayerfulness, you know, worshipful. All these things really help us to keep us in sort of thing. But Vidvat Sannyasa, Sannyasa means he is free from doership. Understand? That means as a sannyasi, as a meditative person, because of his dispassion, maturity, experience, everything, helps a person to free him from responsibilities, unnecessary, unwanted attachments. India has a big problem that is in that way. Here, no problem. I think I don't know about him this kind of, but generally, the grandparents and my parents, you know, get too attached. They should also know. They don't know how to give freedom. Here, freedom is too much. There is no freedom at all. That is the problem. See, yes, okay, and talk about
it again.
Therefore, Vidvat Sannyasaha, there the knowledge is, the upper is already free. And vision is very clear. And there is no doership. Even as Vidisha Sannyasi, he is free from, better understanding is there. I am not the doer, the understanding is there. But here, he is completely free from the notion that he is the doer. He is a sannyasa. Still he performs the actions.
Okay, finally. At the beginning of this long section of commentary, there were three things. There was yajna, tapas, and dharma. Three kinds of karma. Yeah, you mentioned, you glossed over tapas very quickly.
I glossed over?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you what I said. I just said one thing, karma yoga.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I assumed, you know what is living a life of karma yoga.
Well, I just wondered, do you mean dharma yoga effectively?
Yeah, yeah. See, I said, yajnaha explained. I explained what yajnaha. Yajnaha literally means yagaha. Yagaha means worship. When you say by worship means not by simply performing rituals, not by simply worshipping the Lord. The worship, no, I explain again the word worship, last. Abhyachama explained how you can convert anything you do into worship. Anything you do becomes worship. The Purusharta Ischa is there, otherwise it is not there. I told you all those things later on. I knew that the following verse was coming. That's why I just went fast. But I said, again, I meant by worship, by being worshipful, by being prayerful, and dhanena, by charity. Charity, one word implies by being righteous, ethical. Also, dhyana means by being charitable. Being charitable means what? Not simply giving things, which also implies being righteous, ethical, which implies by living a life of dharma. Life dharma values. Then tapasa, I said, by following disciplines, I said. Austerity. People simply say austerity. What is austerity? And they have their own ideas of austerity. Standing in one leg or what? Standing in one leg. Austerity means what? So disciplines. Okay? I tell you, because always the word tapas confuses people by commitment. By commitment to live a life of dharma. By being committed to certain disciplines which are very, very required. Okay? One becomes Sapta Shuddha Bhavati, which means living a life of karma yoga. Tapas, yajnaha, dhanam, all those words mean talk different things. To be short, to make it very short, by living a life of karma yoga. By converting all that he does, he needs to do in conformity with dharma, with Isharpana Buddhi, vidya, accepting everything in which it comes to life as prasada, he becomes Sapta Shuddha Bhavati. I didn't talk much here because I knew I was going to talk about it later on. I want to understand the sentence very beautifully because how the order was presented. Jnanat ragadi doshaha. Ajnanat ragadi doshaha. Okay? These problems are there. And because of this ragadi doshaihi, karmani pravurtaha bhavati. One becomes involved in karma. Because one becomes involved in karma, no? And how can he become Sapta Shuddha? Karma always produces results. As long as results are there, one has to exhaust the karma, therefore the bondage will ever be there. Swamiji was talking about that day. Mm. It is impossible for one to become completely inactive, thereby it is impossible for one to become free from the karma, exhausting the karapala also. As long as karmas are done, the karapalas will be there. As long as karapalas are there, you have to be born again and again to exhaust the karma. Where is the freedom? There is no freedom. But jnane, freedom is in knowledge, for which you need to become Sapta Shuddha. How can you become Sapta Shuddha? Do the karma with the attitude. Convert the karma which you do into yoga. Just the attitude towards the karma and karma phalam converts the karma into yoga. Do the same karma which you need to do with proper attitude. Convert to yoga. Then it is yoga. It will take care of antakarana shuddhi, which will result in jnanam. Have you not satisfied?
No.
No, say no if you're not.
No, no, it's fine. It's good.
I have to just test. Hmm. No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Well, because I don't say much about the karma. Because you're going to say this, you lose the beauty of what you're going to see later on. If I tell you everything now, the only idea is, I want to see every word like that. Every sentence I want to read like that. And tomorrow I'll be able to finish. That is why I became a little faster. I'm sorry.